USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. FBI agents investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. The agency has 1 week to complete the task. President Trump at a rally in coal country, Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time, a jurist with a sterling record of public service.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Honestly, the Democrats are a disgrace. They are. They're a disgrace.
And he names progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's reportedly thinking about running in 2020.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She's considered like a conservative person. These people, they've gone crazy. They've gone loco.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes. Rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads. President Trump may not meet with Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein just yet. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders asked if President Trump will meet this week with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and if more than just the New York Times story about Rosenstein reportedly suggesting to wear a wire to tape the president will be discussed.
I wouldn't be surprised if other topics come up. I'm not going to get ahead of the president's conversation with the Deputy Attorney General. A date for that hasn't been set. It could be this week. I could see it pushing back another week, given all of the other things that are going on with the Supreme Court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A change at the top. Elon Musk stepping down as chairman of the board at Tesla. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
He and his company will pay a total of $40 million in fines to settle a government lawsuit alleging that he duped investors with misleading statements. He neither confirms nor denies that. Business professor Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says Tesla investors may be okay with the deal.
It's good news for Tesla's investors because it takes away some of the uncertainty and it'll take away some of the will Elon be distracted factor.
Musk gets to stay on as CEO, but his firm has to hire an independent chairman to oversee it.
A key member of Jefferson Airplane has passed away.
Marty Balin was a folk singer who then went on to form a band in the early 60s with Paul Kantner called Jefferson Airplane. Others joined, and in 1966 they released their debut album, Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. It was their 1967 album, Surrealistic Pillow, released after Grace Slick joined the group, that made them superstars. Many in the group then reunited in the mid-70s to form Jefferson Starship. And Marty Balin also had a solo career.
Is everything all right?
Marty Balin was 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I feel without you.